Living with Alzheimer's by Congressman Randy Forbes.
Let's take a walk. We can go to the library, she says optimistically, after taking the picture out of his hands. He had been staring at the old photograph for nearly 15 minutes. He agrees to the walk, and she hands him his hat, the old-fashioned kind, gray and rumpled, and helps him button his coat. Maureen was a beautiful woman, he says dazedly to her. Do you want to hear the poem I wrote for her? Without pausing for an answer, he begins to recite the poem. She politely listens to the same poem that she hears a few times a day. He is referencing his wife, Maureen, who had died several years before the disease began to ravage his mind. Today's a good day. Some days, he still believes Maureen is alive. As they walk down the sidewalk to the small college campus where he had once served as president, they pass buildings named after him and students who recognize him. Hi, Dr. Wright, they say as he passes by. He smiles a goofy grin and tips his hat. He appreciates the attention, although he can't explain why he receives it. Thinking of the hopelessness of this situation, she is filled with sadness. A brilliant and learned scholar, he devoted his life to research, teaching, and writing, and now he is losing the mind that once held such a passion for knowledge. A man once stubbornly independent is now completely dependent on other people. As they approach a group of students, he decides to stop and talk. This, he says as he introduces her to the group, is my friend Anna. Anna's heart sinks, and she smiles bleakly at the group. Maybe tomorrow, she thinks, he'll remember that I'm his daughter. The effects of Alzheimer's disease can be devastating, not just to the person diagnosed, but to the family members and loved ones who interact with individuals experiencing such a hopeless disease. Over 5 million people in the United States suffer from Alzheimer's disease. Millions of others are left with the grief over a parent, grandparent, sibling, or spouse struggling with that disease. Many of these people become caretakers, devoting their lives to caring for their loved one, oftentimes without any recognition of their dedication. Some experience denial, and they begin to distance themselves from the loved one that no longer understands or recognizes them. And others are left with loneliness from the sudden loss in relationship with someone who used to be their closest companion. Alzheimer's is possibly one of the most heartbreaking diseases simply because of its difficult emotional effects. It has often been described as a continuous roller coaster ride because many Alzheimer's patients live with this disease for 8 to 10 years after diagnosis, often their physical health remaining relatively good. Years ago, many people believed memory loss to be old people's disease or a result of poor diet, heavy smoking, or exposure to high levels of aluminum. However, experts and researchers now realize these memory loss symptoms may be a serious illness and not just a natural part of aging. The danger surrounding Alzheimer's is real. Alzheimer's patients often forget simple things like sense of direction or the difference between hot and cold. In the final stages, many start to forget the most basic things like eating, and they require 24-hour monitoring. At this time, although the Food and Drug Administration has approved some drugs that temporarily stabilize or slow some of the effects of Alzheimer's, there's no cure for and no way to stop the progression of the disease. There's much research left to be done. One thing that's undeniable about Alzheimer's is the need for continued and thorough research of the disease. The Alzheimer's Association says that the direct and indirect cost of Alzheimer's and other dementia amount to more than $148 billion annually. In 2005, Medicare spent $91 billion on beneficiaries with Alzheimer's, and that number is likely to double in the next 10 years because of the aging baby boomer population. Federally, we must strengthen our commitment to those impacted by Alzheimer's by increasing funding for disease research and promoting public education of the risk factors associated with the disease. Providing funding for research will allow us to focus on prevention and cures, resulting in a difference in overall health care cost. I recently co-sponsored the Alzheimer's Breakthrough Act of 2007. This legislation increases the authorization level for Alzheimer's disease research funding to $1.3 billion. It also reauthorizes important research programs like the aging process regarding women. The Alzheimer's Breakthrough Act would also establish the disease as a priority at the National Institute on Aging. it would require the Department of Health and Human Services to host a national summit on Alzheimer's to examine the current National Institutes of Health research agenda, prioritize federally supported Alzheimer's initiatives, and require a report to Congress within 180 days of the summit. The Alzheimer's Breakthrough Act authorizes grants to provide Alzheimer's disease education and training programs for health professionals. It would also require the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to carry out projects to reduce the risk of developing Alzheimer's. These projects would encourage individuals to seek early intervention in the course of the disease. Because Alzheimer's does not only affect the person directly diagnosed, the Alzheimer's Breakthrough Act would also provide assistance to caregivers by establishing a national Alzheimer's call center. The 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week call center would be staffed with trained professionals to provide expert advice to individuals with Alzheimer's disease, caregivers, health professionals, and the public. Alzheimer's disease research funding provides the tools needed to touch those who have been touched by Alzheimer's disease. While we cannot turn back the clock for loved ones diagnosed with Alzheimer's, we can move forward with Alzheimer's disease research in the hope that someday that very research will result in a cure for this physically and emotionally devastating disease. For more information on Alzheimer's disease, please visit www.nia.nih.gov/Alzheimer's.
You've been listening to Congressman Randy Forbes of Virginia's 4th Congressional District. For more information on this and other issues, please visit us on the web at randyforbes.house.gov.